hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and we are in Chicago for the second time. Yes, this is our second broadcast from Our World Underwater, the largest diving consumer event in the Midwest. People gather from all over the country, let alone the Midwest, but obviously that's where we find most of our people here that are visiting the show. We're going to hear from them today as we interview some of the attendees at this very cool event. No pun intended, because yeah, it is snowing and it's like 20 degrees outside, but who cares? We're in the Rosemont Convention Center enjoying all the exhibitors and attendees and sharing a few fish tales with our Midwest diving friends. One of them is George. Now, I met George a few years ago on the AquaCat liveaboard trip with Captain Slate, and he is with us. He's based in Chicago. He's my hardcore Chicago guy in the know when it comes to diving. Right, George?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we did another trip this year with Slate right after I did a New Year's Day dive. We always make a dive New Year's Day off of in Lake Michigan. This year we had another crazy crew on AquaCat. Slate couldn't make it this year. He had to really work this year. He would have enjoyed it because we only have 7 inches of snow so far tonight, and it's getting a little bit better. And here comes the mermaid. Is she gorgeous?
Yes.
Oh, excuse me. George always has a little. The show has been going on for 39 years. I'm part of 37 years of it. I run the silent auction that goes for two charitable organizations. One here in Chicago and one in Florida to teach the children how to improve and help our water and our oceans and our lake qualities that we screwed up as adults.
Yes, you know, that's the thing about Our World Underwater. They do a lot of charitable type things to make people aware of the underwater environment here in the Chicagoland area, right? And you've been a part of this now for, what were you telling me, 37 years, George?
Yes, 37 years. I started out the year after they had it at the Playboy Club. I missed the best one.
Maybe we got to do something to bring that back for the 40th, because next year will be the 40th anniversary of Our World Underwater, I'm told. Is that right?
Yes, sir. 40th anniversary, we're going to have antique dive equipment part of it, a room. We're going to try to get some of the old presenters, some of the older movies that we showed the first times around.
And this is all going to be at a Playboy-themed club.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, of course. Or maybe we can just improvise later in the evening at one of the clubs here in Chicago.
I think I can find enough bunny tails to take care of a lot of the bunnies.
maybe we can exchange one of our mermaid tails for a bunny tail, and bingo, we got it done.
That's great, as long as I can help put the bunny tail on.
Oh, good, George. You got to love George here in Chicago. So are you got any trips planned coming up soon after? You know, you just went to the Caribbean with Captain Slade on the AquaCat at the first of the year, but what's on your radar here coming up in the next few weeks or months?
I'm going in May to St. Croix. One of the dive clubs here that I belong to says, where should we go? I said, well, let's go to St. Croix. Now they made me run it, so I guess I have to go to St. Croix.
Well, it sounds like me. I got to go to Saba next week. So,
oh my God.
Yeah, we do what we have to do, right, George?
We have to do what we have to do to survive.
Exactly. That's all. That's what it's all about. All right. Well, thank you so much for stopping by. It's good to see you as always, and I'm sure we'll see you again next year, if not sooner.
Greg, thank you very much for talking to me, having me out here, and you're a great show. Everybody, listen to this radio show. It's fantastic.
All right. Well, thank you, George. Yeah, I paid him. Yeah, here's your 20. Okay. Good. We're square. That's how things work here in Chicago. Yeah, already have to. You have to have a stash of greenbacks in your back pocket. But God bless them, regardless. Now, what kind of broadcast from a dive show would be complete without bringing on my good friend and dive buddy, Mr. Neil Watson? How you doing, Neil?
Greg, man, I'm doing fantastic. I tell you, If I was doing any better, it'd take two of me.
Well, okay. And you've been around, so that's probably not that hard to do with Neil Watson. He has four world records. God knows he could clone himself, surely.
Well, hey, I got a son that's claiming all my records.
Well, exactly. Okay, you got a son. That's the next best thing. And he's filling those shoes pretty well from what I've been hearing, too. So, Neil, first of all, your first impressions of Our World Underwater here in Chicago?
It's a great show and cold.
Exactly. It's cold outside, but we're not. So we're inside sharing a few fishtails with our Midwest diving friends. They're hardcore here, aren't they? I mean, when you talk to them, they're very passionate about it. I sometimes wonder when I come to shows like this, you know, if we're just a little bit more jaded in Florida where we're based out of.
You know, for 25 years I've been doing this show, at least however long it's been going on. And every year it's the same battle. Hey, when you come up, we got to take you ice diving. You're going to love it. Ain't going to happen, man.
Neil Watson is a warm water wuss like myself. So that's just part of the territory. But, hey, they do that to me. Last few years I've been coming up here, and lo and behold, they got me in a dry suit here about 6 months ago at Hague Quarry. So, I don't know, maybe, Neil, you'll have to join me for this next adventure.
Take pictures.
Okay. That's the best it's going to go for you, huh?
Well, that's it. That's it. Yeah. You know, when I come up these shows, I never complain about weather. Never complain about weather. The worse the weather is, the better. Because you know what? Everybody says, oh, my gosh, I wish we had weather like you have down in the Bahamas and the Caribbean and Florida. Thank God they don't, or they wouldn't come down to the Caribbean and Florida and the Bahamas. So.
Exactly. That's one of the reasons you're here, is to make sure they know that that's there and they can come visit.
You know, it's not a tough sell when you show the pictures of, you know, the beautiful Caribbean and people under palm trees drinking pina coladas and whatever. It's like, get me out of here, dude.
Yeah, exactly. It isn't a tough sell. Well, when you have a product like the Bahamas, I mean, come on, let's be real. And by the way, we got to thank the Bahamas Ministry of Tourism for making today's broadcast from Our World Underwater possible. They were underwriting our little show here for the Midwest divers. And, Neil, thank you for that.
Well, the good news is, we appreciate you being up here. You know, the Bahama Diving Association, it was a pleasure to sponsor you coming up here. The bad news is the check I'm supposed to write you.
It's one of those Chicago rubbery ones?
Yeah. I don't know if it'll bounce in snow, but...
Was it signed by the mayor or something, or the governor here, or former governor? What's going on with that?
We don't want to get into Chicago politics. This is maybe not a good time.
Exactly. At least not while we're in the city. Yeah, because we might end up being part of the foundation of the convention center in some new portion or something. So I'm told. Next to Mr. Hoffa, I guess. I don't know what that's all about. But but Neil, it is fun to come to an event like this and kind of mingle with the divers and that kind of thing. And really, the weather's not that bad right now, at least. I guess it's snowing. It's in the 20s or so. But it's not sticking to the roads from what I saw on the way in.
You know, actually, it's like 30 degrees. I mean, this is nice weather for these people. They're saying, man, you should have been here a couple of weeks ago. They had like 8 straight days of below zero or something like that. So this is not, I mean, for me, I can't even imagine, man. I'd be huddled in a bunker somewhere, you know, like with food rations. This is just another day, you know, a nice...
This is like paradise for them. And it's kind of like a nice little wintry blast that we're seeing for Florida. It's not too bad. I can actually deal with this. Last year when we were here, that was another story, because it was like in the ones, or it was like there was no degree last year when we were here, and that was kind of weird for me.
I had to have my ears replaced. I mean, they broke off. Remember when we went to that restaurant? I mean, I walked for about 2 blocks, and I couldn't touch my ears because they were like frozen. I figured, man, if I dump these things, they're going to just fall on the ground.
Yeah, you have to get prosthetic ears, the whole thing. It wasn't a pretty sight. But, hey, you still have fun at an event like this. And whether you're diving in the Caribbean, the Keys, or you know, the Great Lakes, ice diving or whatever, you know, it's still diving. And we all have that in common. And it's kind of interesting to me to talk to these folks and actually hear about their adventures of ice diving. Matter of fact, we'll get into some of that today, because I know we are planning to talk to some of the folks that dive here locally and learn about what they have to deal with or what they have to do to get underwater here and enjoy the underwater attractions. But that just won't be you. You would rather just watch the video yourself.
Yeah, I'm a video kind of guy when it comes. You know, I mean, I've done the cold water and I've done the dry suits and whatever, and it really is. It's neat. But, you know, you know my old minimums, 80, 80, 80. Air temperature has to be 80, water temperature 80, visibility 80. And this just just doesn't quite make it. But you know what? Hey, they love it. They're enthusiastic about it. Like when you do the show in New York, I mean, you try to sell the Caribbean, and it's like reef and fish and clear, warm water. There's no brass. There's no wrecks. There's nothing to rip off. And I mean, these people are such passionate wreck divers. You know, they don't even know why anybody bothers going down to the Caribbean.
Exactly. They're like, there's nothing down there. Okay, it's a pretty fish. So what? Yeah, I want to penetrate some wreck and find some, you know, old china or something. It's pretty remarkable stuff. But once again, it's interesting to hear about whether you like to do it or not. It's very, there are quite a few stories to tell when it comes to diving overall. Now, what about you, Neil? Where are you heading to next? After Chicago, do you got any more diving in the Caribbean coming up or what?
Well, let's see. I leave here tomorrow, Sunday, get home to Fort Lauderdale, leave Monday morning for San Diego for a DEMA board meeting, get back Thursday, and then I don't know where the calendar takes me. So hopefully Nevis, new area that we're looking at down there.
Yeah, actually, you're going to be down there same time I'm doing our liveaboard in that general vicinity, right?
Well, I'm going to try. Yeah, yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
So, yeah, it's right. Nevis is right off the coast of St. Kitts, and we fly into St. Martin on our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with Explorer Ventures, and we go from St. Martin, or making our way over to Saba, Statia, and St. Kitts, and then St. Kitts is, what, a ferry ride to Nevis? Is that how they operate, or what?
Yeah, it's only a 20 or 30 minute ferry boat ride over there. Yeah.
Nice. And last time when I was there and I was doing the diving off of St. Kitts, that was some of the best diving on our trip. So I can only imagine it's as good, if not better, there in Nevis.
No, it should be great. Actually, I'm here in Chicago. You know what? My other option to be in Rio for Carnival.
Uh-oh.
Am I a dedicated guy coming to Chicago instead of Brazil for Carnival?
Yeah, well, I heard it gets pretty wild over there. Have you ever done that before?
Well, no, I haven't. I'm not sure Neil Watson and Carnival would be a good mix. I get in enough trouble in Chicago at the lobby bar.
Well, exactly. Yeah, it's kind of like Neil is a traveling Carnival in his own right. And I think we'll find out at the bar tonight, won't we?
I think so.
I saw you sneak out early last night. So were you taking like an off night to kind of store up your energy for tonight's big blowout?
I was practicing my act. I wanted to make sure I had it right before I, you know, started doing backflips on the bar and stuff.
Just got it. Okay, a little warm up act. He usually has props with him, that whole thing. So you're just kind of getting your stage show ready to go for tonight's big blowout after the show here.
Showtime.
Nice. All right, Neil. Well, thank you so much. Good to see you as always. And once again, thanks for the Bahamas Diving Association for helping out our broadcast today.
My pleasure, my friend. Have a great show, and we'll see you at the lobby bar tonight.
You got it. Absolutely. All right. Look, our mermaid has just showed up, Angela. She is getting ready to don her Scuba Radio mermaid tail. The people are standing around our booth in anticipation. Are you ready, Angela?
I'm ready. They're waiting, so.
Yeah, okay. We're here to please. So it's mermaids on display here at Our World Underwater in Chicago. Next, stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And there'll be pictures on the website. Don't worry.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Could she stay like that?
I don't know.
Oh, get the picture.
Sandy's a girl?
I'm not sure about that, but she might be a mermaid, or maybe a friend of our mermaid, Angela. Angela's getting geared up as we speak here for the Midwest divers here at Our World Underwater. Now, as I said, we're going to talk to some of the locals and, of course, some of the dive celebs like you just heard, Neil Watson. And lo and behold, my buddy and shadow diver just walked up to the Scuba Radio booth on his way to one of his lectures here at Our World Underwater. I'm talking about Richie Kohler. And let's see if we can get to him. He's talking to one of the exhibitors or friends. Richie, hey, we're on the air, dude. Hey, Richie, yep. Mr. Kohler, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic, man. What are you kidding me? We're here in Chicago, you know, the land of deep dish pizza and great steaks, and I'll be heading off to Milwaukee, beer and brats.
Yeah, it's just it's a plethora of food that we can enjoy here from the Midwest for sure.
Well, yeah, as a diver, think about what my priorities are. I'm talking about food and drink, all right? But, you know, here at R1 Underwater, there's a lot of great friends, old friends, new friends, and then there's you.
Yeah, well, exactly. And you know, since we're right at the front, he has no way to escape because we're by the entrance and exit. So, you know, I see him every time. So it's nice at least that you stop.
Yep, not a problem. Now, who's this pretty girl sitting here over there? Why are you always surrounded by beautiful women?
Well, look at me.
You with the face for radio. How do you manage it? Does he have, like, a really big bank account or something? I don't.
Yeah, it's a really big bank account, exactly.
Is that what that is?
Yes, okay. Yes, you got that right. No, that's Mermaid Angel. What's that?
Your big bank account
is Of course. Come on. You know, we take her to cool places. She's going to Saba next week on a liveaboard with us, Richie.
Man, I'd rather be going with her to Saba. I've got a Midwest tour. When we leave Chicago, I go to St. Louis. I'll be diving in Bonterre Mine. I'm going to be going with Tamara Thompson and looking for new caves in Wisconsin. Who goes diving in caves in February in Wisconsin?
Richie Kohler.
Yeah, because I'm retarded. I'd rather be going with her to Saba.
Well, hey, you know, we can make that happen. You just take a little detour, hop on a plane.
You know, it's not all a frozen hell. My life is blessed in some other ways. Once I finish my Midwest tour, I'll be heading to Thailand. I'm going to be doing my third expedition to the Gulf of Thailand, looking for new shipwrecks. You know, one of the things I do when I'm not hanging out with you, drinking beer and oogling the pretty girls, is leading people on these expeditions around the world. I mean, I've got expeditions to Thailand. I've got them to the North Sea. I do them on the East Coast of the United States. Wherever there's mysteries waiting for us at the bottom of the ocean, you're going to find me looking.
Yeah, you are definitely an adventurer when it comes to scuba diving. You don't take it lightly. You go out there and you go and find this stuff, and that's just part of the thrill for you, right?
Yeah, you know, yes. It's actually more of an addiction. Once you have had a virgin, let that dangle for a minute, shipwreck, you are hooked. You can't get enough of it. Not to say that diving, you know, the same wrecks isn't fun, but once you know, when you go down that anchor line, Greg, and you have no idea what to expect on the other end, you have no idea what you're going to find. That is a pump that you just can't get anywhere else.
Yeah, well, it does sound very appealing, and obviously you can read about things like that in Shadow Divers, the book, and all the Titanic adventures and Titanic's last secrets that you guys did, the diving for that book. Now, this thing in Thailand that you're doing, you're trying to find new shipwrecks. I'm assuming they're old since they're sunk, though, right?
Well,
but they're new because they're newly found.
Well, exactly. They are old shipwrecks, but on my last expedition, we stumbled on Ming Dynasty wrecks. I mean, we're talking about 1,500, 2,000 years ago. And then we also have wrecks that have only been down for 20 years. You know, new wrecks that sank in a typhoon out there. We've got fishing boats. You really never know what you're going to find. One day we may even stumble on Elvis.
Well, yeah, exactly. Or at least a velvet picture of him.
I have one in my house. I'm sure you do, too.
Of course. Come on. That's pretty much standard equipment for every diver, isn't it?
One of the things that I like people to know is it's not only technical. It's not only deep. We located off the coast of, believe it or not, Georgia, which got some excellent wreck diving, about 30 miles offshore, in 70 foot of water, an 1800 steamship, which we ultimately identified as the SS Peconic. I mean, think about that. 70 feet of water, 30 miles offshore, waiting for us over 100 years, laying on the bottom. This is what it's all about, guy.
I'm hip, absolutely. And it's richiekohler.com, I believe, on the web, right?
Yep, www.richiekohler.com.
Go there. Maybe you can join Richie on one of these adventures. Richie, always pleasure seeing you, even if it's in the Great White North. We'll have to gather in some warm water place next, okay?
You got it, buddy.
All right, more coming up from Chicago. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio. We started producing Scuba Radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportswear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportswear has pretty much been our supplier for Scuba Radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular, in fact, that many divers around the world now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to designatedsports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No projects too big or too small. That's designatedsports.com.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are in Chicago at Our World Underwater. I've moved over to the PADI booth, Professional Association of Dive Instructors, which I proudly belong as an instructor. I go by Greg the Dive Master, but as you know, I am also a PADI dive instructor. Now, I got Gary here. He's the regional manager for PADI, and he's here at the show in the booth. What are you looking out for there, Gary, or what are you seeing from these Midwest divers?
Well, actually, this is a good show. Even on a snowy day, there's lots of traffic, and what I'm seeing, these guys are really interested in spring because they want to get back in the water. Although it doesn't have to be spring to dive in the Midwest, there's a lot of folks that are hardy and they put on their dry suits and they cut a hole in the ice and they go. There's a great hardy group that does that, but a lot of folks are looking for that that spring thaw so they can get in and see some of the wrecks off the Great Lakes and continue some of that Master Scuba Diver Challenge training that they didn't get finished last year.
Absolutely, yeah. PADI has a big program going on where you can become a Master Scuba Diver, and they got all kinds of prizes and money or cash back you get after a certain amount of certifications or something like that, right?
Well, the Master Scuba Diver Challenge is earn the Master Scuba Diver rating, and we have a reward of a snorkeling bag for the diver, and we reward the instructor as well for
just cash and prizes for learning about your favorite activity. And it's all good for sure. Now, being in the Midwest and handling that territory for PADI, what do you see as far as a difference? You just mentioned how they're a little bit more hardy. They're more passionate about waiting for that spring thaw, and they'll jump in the Great Lakes and do their thing. But do you really see a difference between, like, the West Coast folks, the East Coast folks, and the Midwest folks?
Well, I've been fortunate enough to live on both coasts, and the Center Coast, which is what I consider this. It seems like the divers in the Midwest, because they are, let's say, a little more challenged with dive sites. The Great Lakes are not always the easiest dive sites to get in, and the lakes and the quarries and some of the rivers that are dove throughout the Midwest, they offer you their unique challenges. So I find that divers, yes, they're a little more hardy. They're more willing to do the...
And they talk funny. They go, the bears, the diving. That's what we're in it for. It's all good. PADI.com. Check it out on the web. Be a part of the Master Scuba Diver Challenge.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Mon nom est Julie et je suis une plongeuse de Saint-Barth. Okay, for my American fan, my name is Julie and I'm a diver from Saint-Barth. J'aime énormément la Scuba Radio. I love Scuba Radio. Especially, what's your name again?
Greg.
And especially Greg, the, how you say, dive master.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi? Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, you know, you never know who you're going to run into on the island of Saba. That was Julie from St. Bart's. And who knows? Maybe we'll run into her next week. You'll have to listen to the show and find out as we broadcast from the Explorer Ventures Liveaboard and our scuba radio scuba crews there in the area or the island or near the island of Saba. All right, now we've moved over from the Patty booth. Now we are at Hague Quarry's booth. Now, this is the place we came to last year and did my first dry suit adventure with these fine folks. Tina Hague is with me right now. How you doing, Tina?
I'm doing pretty good, Greg. How is yourself?
I'm doing fine. I'm nice and warm. And I'm anxious because, you know, we had a great time at your quarry last year in Chicago. Brought a couple mermaids up here. Did a little thing with DUI, dry suits. And you're planning another event in July. And I think we're going to make it out for this as well. What's that one all about?
Well, that one is July 26th. It's the last Sunday in July. And what that is the Jim Hague Memorial Dive / Diver Appreciation Day. I've had that event for the last few years in memory of my husband. We have raffles, we have giveaways, we have a band, and this year we're going to have Scuba Radio attend as well. It always works out to be a great fun day. Weather's great. Everybody goes home with a prize. And all the proceeds from that day goes to the John G. Shedd Aquarium Diver Fund.
Yeah, it's a really nice event. And you know, Hague Quarry, for those people who haven't been to this part of the country, you guys really set it up like a little Caribbean outpost in the middle of the country. And it does have a nice little laid-back feel to the place. So that you're going to bring in some music, maybe have some Caribbean steel drum stuff going on, the kicks, right?
The band that we have play is known for their Caribbean music, steel drums, and party atmosphere.
Yeah, well, it sounds like a nice little thing for us to attend. So that'll be in July, and look for Scuba Radio there. Now, since we were there last year, you guys have made a lot of progress on the Artifact Park, the underwater archaeological instructional under thing. What is that?
What that is a mock-up of a shipwreck from the Mediterranean from 2,000 years ago, the Akrotiri. And that is also, as well as for recreational divers just to enjoy and scoot around in, it's also an underwater archaeology course that one can take and learn how the basics of underwater archaeology, learn how to map it and graph it. And it's something so totally new to the Midwest. We're the only quarry that has an artifact park. And we look to expand that every year to add more ancient artifacts, faux artifacts, you might say.
Yeah, that you find and put down for people to do like a little search kind of thing and learn how to take surveys. It's really interesting. And it looks like you've kicked it up a notch with a few extra items that have been added to the quarry from what I see from your displays here at the booth.
There's going to be another area that'll have monoliths, and another area we hope to have a woolly mammoth fossils, so that it'll be something so unique. Very, very fun.
Very cool. They're always doing something different there at Hague Quarry. And matter of fact, that event in July, if it works out, I believe you're doing the longest underwater dive, and the guy's going to come up on that Sunday that we're here in the event in July?
July 20th is when he's going to enter the water. His attempt is at the world's longest freshwater dive, consecutive hours. He hopes to stay underwater, completely underwater, for 6 days.
That is insane. We're going to find this guy. Maybe a Dan tip first, then we'll find him.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI. the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio, Divers Consumer Tip number 335. Despite what you may have heard on the docks, hammerhead sharks are not recommended for use in home improvement projects.
You've irritated the tool gods. You must now be smeared with the holy grease of disdain.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And we have Jeff Myers, a COO and Vice President of Training for Dives Alert Network, in the studio. What's the question of the day, Jeff?
Who are you going to call, Greg?
Not Ghostbusters, because that's a really old joke.
Good to hear, because it's the wrong answer.
To what?
To my question.
Oh, what's the question?
In a dive emergency, who are you going to call?
Well, of course, you. You always said I could call you anytime.
And you can, but please don't call me first if you're involved in an emergency.
Well, then who should I call?
Well, that's what we're here to discuss. It seems there's some confusion on who should be called when during an emergency, and so we thought we'd increase everyone's safety if we cleared that up.
Go for it.
The first thing to remember is never, ever put a diver's safety or life in danger by wasting time. Always seek out the closest emergency assistance. If you're in an area covered by the 911 network, call 911. Or if you're in an area not serviced by 911, call the appropriate equivalent.
You shouldn't just call Dan?
If you have access to no other emergency service, by all means, call Dan first, and we'll be there to help. But if there are immediate emergency services at hand, call them.
And then you call Dan.
Yes. Once emergency response has been activated, definitely call Dan next. We'll coordinate the emergency response providers and subsequent medical teams to ensure the diver is getting the treatment and care they need, as well as any other elements that need attention.
So to be clear, if you're dealing with a serious or life-threatening situation, call 911 first and then call Dan.
You got it. Call 911, then call Dan.
What if you're not in an emergency situation, but you need some help?
By all means, call Dan. If you're not sure about a situation, and if you aren't sure about what kind of help you need or where to get it, call Dan. We'll help.
Anytime, day or night?
Our diving emergency hotline is active 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You can call it anytime, and if you need to, you can call it collect.
Just so everyone has it, what's the hotline number?
919-684-4DAN.
Okay, everyone get out your cell phones and just enter it now. Go ahead, let's take care of it while we're thinking of it. Enter it now, D-A-N. Give me that phone number again.
It's 919-684-4DAN. And for those folks that don't have letters on their keypad, it's 919-684-4326.
Got it. Now, what if I just have a question about something medical? That's in no way an emergency.
We've got a medical information line that operates during regular business hours for that. But please, and we can't stress this enough, if you're having trouble, even if you don't think it's an emergency, don't hesitate to call the hotline if you need assistance. Even if you think it's nothing. If it's enough to raise a question, it's enough to place a call and make sure you're okay.
You know, I made a joke before about calling you, and yes, I was joking, but I have to admit, if I'm not in an emergency situation, if I'm thinking I might have an issue, I'm going to feel inclined to call someone I know at Dan before I call the hotline.
Well, you're not alone. That's actually happened, and more than once. A lot of divers, and most folks in the dive industry, know someone at Dan, and it's natural to want to call a friend before a stranger. But what everyone has to realize is that if you call a friend at Dan, they're going to turn around and do exactly what we're telling you to do here.
Which is?
We're going to call the hotline. Our hotline medics are the experts in dealing with emergencies and dive injuries, and we turn to them just like everyone else.
So if I'm in trouble and I call you?
I'm going to get you to the hotline. Believe me, they're the ones you want on the job. So if you need help, you might as well cut out the middleman and save time by calling the hotline. You'll be in the best of hands.
What about the next time I go diving and I see that 6-foot lobster no one else seems to see, and I just need to tell someone about it.
Give me a call.
Time can be precious, especially in an emergency. If you're in an emergency situation, remember to activate 911 first and then call Dan at 919-684-4DAN. If it's not an emergency or if you have nowhere else to turn, put them at the top of the list. You've got friends at Dan, but call them in good time. Do that and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
And we are back in Chicago at Our World Underwater, continuing coverage of the largest diving event in the Midwest. I have Jason here from Benga Lagoon in Fiji. He's turning the folks on to that part of the world here in Chicago. How you doing, Jason?
I am doing fantastic, enjoying this lovely, warm Chicago weather.
It makes you appreciate the place where you operate out of, I would imagine, just that much more when you come to the Great White North.
Well, I got to say, you know, I got to give it to everybody who lives in this kind of climate. My mother's in Grand Rapids. I think she's nuts for it, but what a perfect time of year to go to the Fiji Islands, enjoy the nice, warm, tropical weather, 78 to 82 degree water year-round. I mean, what's not to love about that?
Exactly. It just doesn't get any better than that, and I am definitely a witness to that fine diving that they have to offer as we got to go there last year. What's changed since we've been there? It's been, you know, probably, you know, 8 or 9 months since we've been to the property.
Well, I tell you what, we got a new spa underway. So for those, you know, as well as divers, but the non-divers, morning time when all the divers are out, they can enjoy the spa all to themselves. Divers get back, lunchtime. Got all sorts of other activities going on, but as far as the spa, I don't know too much about it. It's underway. It's being built.
Well, the spa before was just a thatched hut on the beach where you got massages and things, and I don't know that you could improve on anything like that, but evidently you guys are going for it, huh?
Well, I think that it's going to be something along the lines of, like, hot stone treatments, and not that I've personally ever tried that out, but it sounds pretty interesting.
Sounds like something you got to mark off the list. Bare minimum.
Definitely.
When you go to Fiji, for sure. What about the diving? What's the diving been like there lately? Does it stay the same year-round, or are there seasonal differences with some of the marine life, or what?
Well, I tell you what, the beautiful thing about the island of Benga is we're completely surrounded by about 150 miles of barrier reef, all within a 45-minute boat ride to get to the pinnacles. So as far as convenience, it is liveaboard quality diving from a land-based operation. And, you know, that's why we cater to the non-divers as well. You know, they're not stuck on a yacht. No offense to the liveaboards, but they can enjoy themselves, not be stuck on a liveaboard all week and waiting for hubby to come up from diving. You know,
exactly. And really, it was the topside adventure of staying at Benga Lagoon Resort with all the island folks that we got to go visit their village and interact with them. Really made that trip just the ultimate adventure. I mean, I can remember. I'll never forget them welcoming us and singing songs on the beach, and then when we left, we had them holding a scuba radio mermaid, which made for almost tearful reaction from them, which is kind of comical, but it was all good. And you can check it out yourself at BengaLagoonResort.com. That's Benga, B-E-Q-A, by the way, LagoonResort.com. Check them out. All right, more coming up from Chicago. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right.
Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Hi, my name is Jordan Mazinski from Chicago.
Hi, Bears.
And I'm here with my close friend, Greg, who's the scuba radio dive master. Plus, he was my roomie on the Aquacat. I'm not telling you no more because whatever was said in the islands, it stays in the islands.
106 miles to Chicago.
But I didn't keep you warm at night.
No, he stole my pillow.
It's dark and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
First radio show devoted to diving, broadcasting to you from Chicago today in our world underwater. I got distracted by my friends at Benga Lagoon Resort on my way to track down this guy who's friends with Tina Haig there from Haig Quarry. By the way, it's HaigQuarry.com if you want to join us for that event in July. But Bob Silva is the guy who's going to attempt the world record scuba longest freshwater dive there at Haig Quarry. Bob, welcome to Scuba Radio. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
First question, are you insane?
No, and that's always the first question I get.
Yes, well, I get that a lot, too, but I'm not attempting to break a world record. Now, you, evidently, you're going to stay underwater on scuba for 6 days. Is that the plan?
6 days. The current is 120 hours, and I'm going for 144.
So what about the chafing? What about the fact that, you know, you got to hold a lot of things in over a six-day period? How do you manage something like this?
Well, the plan, I'll have a dry suit with a P-valve, and then I'll be on a straight liquid diet for the entire event. So that should help eliminate any issues.
So you're just drinking Tang for 6 days, something like that, and that'll get you through?
Tang, I'm visiting a nutritionist. We're going to develop a full liquid diet, so I should have enough nutrition to stay healthy while down there.
Okay, what about the fact that your hands are going to look like raisins? What's going to be left of your fingers and things like that after 6 days?
Well, the plan is to go a dry suit with full dry gloves, you know, dry boots, dry hood, full face mask, so most of my skin should be isolated from the water.
Okay, so you've thought this through and you still want to do it?
Yeah, I'm going to do it. It's for a good cause. So.
Yeah, what is that now? It's a cancer research or what?
I'm doing it all as a fundraiser for the American Cancer Society.
Very good. All right. Well, so it's a good cause, and if it works out as planned, you're actually going to surface when we're there broadcasting from the event in July, right?
Yep, on July 26th.
Excellent. All right. Well, if you want to check it out, it's worldrecordscuba.com, and you can follow Bob's progress on his world record scuba attempt. And hopefully we'll be there to cover it when he surfaces. All right, we got another hour of Scuba Radio to go here from Chicago and the Our World Underwater Dive Show. Stick around.
Each little slug here, cutting a rug here, under the sea. Each little snail here, know how to whale here. That's why it's hotter under the water. Yeah, we in luck here, down in the muck here, under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.